Tipping customs vary across the world. Here in Canada, it's generally considered good form to leave the server at least 15% on top of your bill. In the years before debit cards and point-of-sale systems, it was ordinary for a server to leave work with cash in hand. But this is all changing, and the Canadian Revenue Agency has taken notice.
My name is Gabe Cavallaro. I've been in the food and beverage industry for a good 20 years or so. 3 years ago, I got a letter in the mail from CRA. I think I was one of the first in the wave of high-end server restaurants here to be given that notification from the CRA that we're finding discrepancies in your income. When I first got that message on my phone, I thought it was a fraud. I thought it was one of these Kijiji scams. It's almost like, they deposed me in kind of a weird way, because it wasn't just like, hey, we got a note from your employer saying, you know, with a detailed list of paycheck by paycheck over the last 2 years, saying what you've earned. It wasn't anything like that. Those came out after that wave of interviews that they had with, from what I understand, a variety of people. I think this is an amalgamation of technology coming together with smarter reporting systems for restaurants.
Cavallaro says it's necessary these days for servers to take a more active role in the managing of their money. But there are a few problems standing in the way, which stem from the lack of cash on hand at restaurants. With less money to pay out at the end of the night, businesses find themselves in a rush to get those tips back to the servers before they are required to pay taxes on them, as happens in other countries.
Nancy Brace, Executive Director with the Restaurant Association Newfoundland Labrador. In Europe, there is no tipping. Service charge is added right into the bill. It then becomes added financial burden, however, on the business owner, because when the gratuity comes in now and it's being paid out directly to the staff, there is no payroll remittance on it for the business, whereas if it was done that way, there would be.
With no standard procedure, a financial gray area seems to hover over an industry that has seen a number of business closures in the past couple of years in St. John's. But Cavallaro tells me, for servers, it's not all that bad.
I do think that most servers still make, even if they report 100% of their income, are still making more than your man on the street kind of jobs, whether it's a girl at a cash register at a coffee shop, barista, whatever, street cleaner, working at the laundromat, so on and so forth. Like, even professional income, like dental hygienist, legal assistant, doctor's office manager, you name it. Most servers make more than most of those people, even if they were to declare 100% of their income.
Anything else I can grab you guys for the moment?
Reminding you to tip your server. For Kicker Radio, I'm Andrew Waterman.